I've been loving all this, these interviews we're having, and this is a double punch. We've got a left, right hook. We got and one in the studio.
Hello. How are we?
And on the line, I'm hoping that technology is serving us well. Karu, are you there?
Kia ora. Hello. I'm here.
Oh, good, good, good. Yes. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, we've got two heavyweights in the studio virtually and really because there's a new EP in town and it's causing a stir. It's called Haunter.
Yeah.
And it's by the two of you. This is exciting.
Yeah, no, it came out on Friday, and now we're both like real stoked with it. Eh? We've been working on it for over a year, eh, Carl? Would you say?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say it was probably like about a year ago that we were like, I don't know, we had been catching up quite often and working on music together, and like we kind of thought like we should go all out and do an EP and throw a show for it and like do the whole nine yards, you know, and really put in the effort to make it a sick release. And it's crazy to be at this point where we've fucking done it, you know. I'm so stoked.
Good. Well, so you were kind of hanging out. Were you making music together just for kicks, or did you always think you would make something together? Or
yeah, I think the first time I met Carl, so I had like a release party ages ago with The Big Fresh up in Auckland from Cerebral Flex, and so I think Carl was recommended to us as a DJ, and we're like, okay, sweet. So you know, I was listening to his music and I was like, wow, this is like amazing. And then I think we were both like, okay, listen, and then we just like caught up there.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And then Carl's like, oh yeah, we should just make some music together, right? And then so we did like the show. I was like blown away, and I'm like, oh yeah, sweet. And then we just started hanging out,
yeah,
making beats, you know. And
yeah, nice. Yeah. Here's an old person question for you. Like when I've made music with people, usually in the same room and so on. Like, is this kind of stuff? Are you actually sitting together and kind of being like, oh, this is genius, this is crazy, or are you sending stuff back and forth more?
I'd say it's mostly like we're sitting in the studio together, writing the songs together, and like just thinking of ideas on the spot, kind of. And Andy will be on his laptop and I'll be on my laptop, and we'll both be cooking up ideas in the same key and the same tempo.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'm kind of sending the files back and forth and combining them and experimenting them. And I feel like a lot of the songs started off very different to how they ended up. Like there was a lot of tinkering involved.
Yeah. We've done the odd remote kind of thing. I think one time I made like a bunch of like R&B melodies and like chopped up a vocal, and then I just sent it through to Carl, and we're like, because we were talking about making a Jersey club beat, and then like Carl just like put on some drums. I like, made all these like real mean kind of effects and all that kind of thing, and it's like, oh well, we've got like a Jersey club edit now, you know.
But yeah,
That's for a different release. But yeah, like I agree. For the most part, it's in the studio. Like we might bring some ideas to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it's real. Like, oh, how are we feeling today? Like, what kind of samples might we want to work with? Or
it's usually like, what is the like exciting music that you've been listening to this week? You know, what was the sickest show that you went to recently? And like that usually influences the kind of music that we make. It's all very much like dance floor orientated ideas behind it. So,
Well, it's such a. I mean, it's the EP so feel good. It makes you like you can't just listen casually. You got to feel good when you listen to it. So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And Andy was just asking me, do you listen to a lot of Speed Garage? And sorry for laughing, but you know, I do listen to a lot of different things. My expertise, as you could call it, is not necessarily in the Speed Garage realm. But 2025 is coming, and I love getting on a bandwagon slightly too late. So I'm looking forward.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I might be playing support for you in about a year's time. So
cool. Yeah, I look forward to it.
I know. Let's do it.
Oh, well. Well, let's listen to another track from, or at least some of the next track. This is the title track, Haunter, from the Haunter EP. I'm going to turn it up, and then I'll come back and ask you about the party you just had.
Nice.
Sweet.
Listening to Haunter from Karu and Anwan from the Haunter EP. Tell us about this tune.
Yeah, we made this. Oh, I can't remember when we made. I don't think it was like the first tune we made. I was actually trying to think about the sequence in which we made these like three tunes. I actually couldn't figure it out. I think either way, it was definitely the last one. But I actually can't work out whether Nothing came first or Haunter came first. But yeah, we started with this. Like jazz kind of soul sample called My Love Is So Free. And we just got like a kind of chop of that from like the intro, just like a nice like 8 bars. And then I think we I did a bit of synthesizer design over that, and Carl made some bass.
Nice.
And then we're like, oh okay, we've got the melodies and stuff, but then there was something about the sample that wasn't quite sitting right with the rhythm, and we're like, all right, let's just mute it. And then we muted the sample and just played our drums and synths, and we're like, oh, we could just like make a song from this now.
We don't have the sample.
Yeah, we don't need the sample anymore. We've used this to. Yeah, then we just went from there. I think we had a couple sessions on it to get the whole kind of structure and stuff and like ideas in place. But yeah, it came together quite quickly, I'd say, in terms of.
Yeah, totally. I'd say that like I don't know. I knew that like a huge part of Andy's musical vocabulary was within jungle music, you know, and I knew that he has like such a vast knowledge of that style, and I knew that if we were going to do an EP together, we had to have the jungle influence there. So like this track was definitely us going full 160 BPM breakbeats and all, and yeah, had to be done. If I'm doing an EP with Anwan, it's totally his realm of expertise.
Yeah, well, same with the garage with like Karu, you know, like yeah. I can't, yeah, that, like Karu's like the main guy in New Zealand for garage, I'd say. So, yeah, I think that's the other thing I really like about this EP. I think we both sort of met each other halfway.
Yeah.
In terms of our styles, you know, it wasn't like one person, like, oh, like, because sometimes you collaborate with people and they just have this idea in their mind and they're just like, they're a bit like dictator about it kind of thing. But like, we weren't like that. I think we were both very sort of.
Or the opposite, and try and make something that they think you will like or sound like.
Yeah, I think we both kind of came into the thing. We wanted to make music in both of our styles. We wanted to like genuinely like merge it together. Like whether we're making jungle or whether we're making like garage or anything that we try and make. I think, yeah, and I think that's like the real strength of this EP, I'd say, like across the board.
Oh, nice.
Tracks. Yeah.
And so it's out on Glass Half Full.
Yep.
And you were telling me off air that Glass Half Full's kind of a promoter that's become a label, but they put your show on as well?
Yep, yeah, they did. Yeah, that's our homie Callum. Shout outs to Callum. And yeah, he's been going at it since, I'd say, I would estimate, I became aware of Glass Half Full, I'd say, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think me and Callum started like chatting to each other, I think actually just before the second lockdown, but I do believe he was doing it for like a little bit before then.
Yeah.
I would hazard a guess and take 2020, so for about 4 years. I was the first, so I think he released a single before me, but then I think I was like the first person to drop an EP on Glass Half Full. And then, yeah, I think that's when it kind of like burst into a label slash promotion kind of thing.
Yeah, right. So yeah. You kind of got a, what do you call it? Like a symbiosis together. A little bit of a kind of, you guys have been working together for a while, and it's kind of, it's nice when you have that kind of connection with someone who can, you know, throw your show on. It's almost like they're like the fifth Beatle or whatever it is. Like, you know, they're kind of another part of the gang, and you trust them, they trust you. So how?
Yeah, 100%. And the I was just gonna say the first ever back to back that Andy and I did was at a Glass Half Full show. Like I'd had, I got asked to play this Papa Nugs show that was at Il Bruto downtown. And,
oh yeah, true.
I suggested to Callum that we get Andwan on as well, and we do. Go back to back and play some new tracks that we're working on. And Callum was just so stoked to hear that we had this music that we're working on together. And so when it came time to think about how we were going to release it and get it out there, like, it felt like it made so much sense to work with Callum with the release, because he was just such a supporter of us for so long, you know, and he was so excited about the tunes and put us on for our first show. And so it only made sense.
Yeah, no, Glass Half Full is definitely, I would actually say, like a day one supporter of a lot of DJs and producers. And other promoters as well throughout all of Auckland, I'd say, and also like nationally, you know, more so now, you know, and I think, you know, like big ups to Callum for that, you know.
Yeah.
And also, he's a great DJ, you know.
Cool.
He's also been working on some tunes himself, you know, with, you know, like whispers in the ear, you know. Oh. But no,
he's been outed. Yeah. Now we're waiting.
Just a rumor, you know.
and how was the party?
Oh, it was so fun.
Is it Whammy Bar, yeah?
Yeah, it was at Whammy Bar. It was such a good night. Everyone absolutely killed it on the sets, you know. We had, like, Skymden come up, like, an all-vinyl set. Smooth-ass vinyl set.
Really?
Like, ridiculous. Like, and just playing, like, bare dubs from, like, 2008 and 10. Mm. Like dubstep that you'd have to pay a fortune for or stuff like that. Or, like, grind.
He's got a very cool collection of records.
Oh, amazing. Like, you'd be like, oh, he's got that one, you know?
Yeah.
And then, Buns and Infinite after us played, like, a amazing, like, kind of juke, electro sort of, yeah, quite sort of, like, dark kind of hypnotic set, but real danceable, like, really amazing. And,
yeah, I think it was the first time that Andy and I had played it back-to-back where we had 2 hours. And same with Infinite and Skyning had a 90-minute set as well. And so to be able to have that freedom to, like, play out for an extended period of time, like, especially when you're going back-to-back with someone, it felt like we really got to get everything out there, you know. We started at 130 BPM and we finished at 160 BPM, you know. We kind of went through our entire digital record crates, you know. It was a good opportunity to do that, and we had a good crowd come through as well.
Oh,
like,
good.
Really pleased. Yeah.
No, it was real fun.
And it's like, I mean, it's I guess it's a chance to, this would have been like 24 hours after the EP drop too, right? So you would have been kind of like testing, like, did you feel pretty special playing the tunes from the EP and seeing how they went down?
Oh, hell yeah. No, definitely. It just felt really good. And I think, especially our Nothing In It, you could just tell that a lot of people had just been cranking it, you know?
Yeah.
They were like, Wolf or Slings.
That's the thing. I just remember, like, as soon as Andy started mixing in the Nothing In It track, we had people in the crowd, like, clapping and screaming and shit. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, they know that it's our song already. Like, we're barely even like 5 seconds into it and they've recognized it. Like, I can't believe people know the song.
Yeah, it was just like a big moment. Like, people, as the intro was coming up and up, people were just like hollering. It was like, woo! Like,
they were
cacophony of like noise. Hey. And then it dropped and everyone's like, yo, that felt really good. And like, it also felt great playing like Evo 8 and Haunter, you know, just like, I think there's just something real cool about like hearing your tune on like a big rig, like a big sound system, you know, like there's just nothing, especially if you haven't heard it, you know, you've got your mix down, you know, you might have got it mastered, but you've only heard it on your headphones or in your car, you know, you don't know how it's going to translate to a club setting. And then you're like, oh, it was actually great. You know what I mean? I mean, I knew it would be great because, like, you know, I was very confident the mix down of the master, you know, not the mastering.
Yeah.
But yeah, like full confirmation. Yeah.
Very. Rules. Okay, cool. And of course, everyone's going to be wondering, are you going to do it again? Is there going to be some more tunes?
Yes.
There has to be.
There has to be.
There's no way that Andy and I are never going to make tunes together again. Like, it's inevitable that we will have some more music out there, like, sooner than later.
Yeah, we've got something in the works for another local friend of ours, rumour has it.
Loving all this.
I swear we've already got, like, 4 or 5 other songs that were in the middle of
basically. And then this is the thing, like, we even had, like, another idea. Like, when we were watching Infinite and Barnes, we're like, oh, yeah, we should just make some, like, electro and juke and stuff. I was like, hell yeah. You know, so I've actually been thinking about that quite a lot. But no, definitely. Like,
cool.
No, like, as Carl says, it's It'd be rude not to.
I was going to say there was people starting to get a bit annoyed about the idea of it not happening, but it's going to happen. That's good. Okay, we can calm everybody down.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. We've got you. Okay.
So if you want to hear it, they can go obviously to just a lot of places, but if they want to, they can go to glasshalffullnz.bandcamp.com,
mm-hmm.
and it is there, and it sounds amazing. I thought we could finish on the remix, if you like.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about
sure.
it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Asher, like, he got through real quickly, eh? He said he had, like, 100%. An idea, and then suddenly it was just in our inbox.
Yeah, and I think that, I don't know, when we had the idea to have Asher do the remix, like, Andy had recently played a show with Asher down in, was it Christchurch that you played that show?
Oh, it was on Littleton. Shout outs to Banks Peninsula Steppers Cult. Also, Barnes and Infidem played that show, so it was a bit of like a Southern Smokeout kind of Redux vibe. Me and Skymling, I guess, kind of co-headlined that one, and it was at Loon's Basement. Yeah, Charles Littleton.
Oh,
great place to visit.
Man, I love Loon's. I haven't been to the basement for a show, but
it's a great venue.
Such a cool spot.
Yeah, and custom...
I think that like both of us have been sitting around talking about like Skymling's music and how much we love it and Bankrupt Records and all the work he does and hearing about the set down in Wellington and everything. And so, when we're thinking about who would be able to do like a cool, interesting remix of one of the tracks, like it was one of the first names that came up was Skymling, and this would be crazy. And like when he was keen to jump on board, we were just so stoked, and to even play the show as well, like it was such a pleasure to have him involved, because Andy and I just have so much respect for him as an artist and a label owner. So
damn, that's so nice.
Yeah
it's all pretty charming, I gotta say, guys.
It was a beautiful night, honestly. I felt like, you know, we all went out for dinner beforehand, we ended up at Archo's, and we were at Limchaw for food court before that.
Sneaky snacky ramen.
Yeah.
Shout out Sneaky Snacky, you know.
Always shout out Sneaky Snacky. Thank you so much, guys. I've been speaking to Karu and Anwan about their new EP called Haunter. You've heard three tracks from it that rule, and I'm going to leave you with the remix of Haunter. And, all you got to do now is just go buy it on Bandcamp and play it out and play it at home.
Yep.
Play in your headphones. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll dance.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, I can't wait to hear some more. Let's leave it on this.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. Talk soon.
See you. We'll be right back.
Yeah.